The passage that I'll be focusing on come from L. Frank Baum's book, The Emerald City, on pages 167 to 169. The reason that I chose this section of the book to dig into is that it brings to light a theme that plays itself many times throughout the novel. This theme is of illusion versus reality. Take, for example, the Fuddles. Though they look at first like an impossible jigsaw puzzle, Dorothy and company are able to figure them out. In addition, one may at first think that the Fuddles are scared and thus fall apart, but we realize later that they are only doing it out of habit, as part of the natural order in which they are altruistically entertainment for other beings. On page 167, Baum writes of the magical powers of the Phantasms. The first and foremost is able to change the shape, size, and appearance of herself and her people in an instant. She changes her people into snarling dogs to create the appearance of fierceness, and the twisted hairy body and bare head in order to create the impression that her people are lowly, disgusting animals. However, we know that despite their evil nature, the Phantasms are beautiful and live in a gorgeous home, acutely symbolizing their dual nature as evil beings of great beauty. I believe that the Phantasms are masters of illusion only and not of actual bodily transformation. Given the fact that their name of the race connotes ephemeral beings, so too is their power only a cloak for the substance underneath. This fits in neatly with the theme of illusion versus reality in the book, for while real power is substantiated, many of the evildoers in Baum's stories use illusion to cloak a weak source. For example, Glinda and the newly reformed wizard conjure solid items, even food that can be eaten, and their magic has positive physical effects. Then, take for example, the wizard when he was ruler of Oz. He used clever visual tricks to ensnare an entire population. Guff, the messenger, also uses bravado and farce to trick his way into the Phantasm's lair. It is also important to consider the magic belt. While its power is real, we see that used in the hands of evil, its utility is fleeting, whereas Glinda uses it to impact an entire country for its own salvation. On page 168, Baum uses language that evokes images of a Puritan quality. A brilliant and gorgeous city appeared upon the mountaintop, clearly visible to the eyes of the Phantasms that lived there. It is common knowledge that Baum's parents were both strict Methodists, but that Baum did not have any particular leaning towards religion. However, here we see it played out in this image of a beautiful city on a hill. At first, it seems strange to me that such a heavenly image would represent the most evil of dwellings. The words brilliant and gorgeous brought to mind a city not unlike Oz, sparkling and golden. I came to the conclusion that this must be emphasis on the contrast between their nature and their physical character. However, this is a weak conclusion. I would love to hear from the class their opinions on this question. Was this part of Baum's childhood influence, or was he using simple literary technique?